Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, 622, Brock Hunter.
Ooh, scat! What's up?
I don't know what that is. Hey, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, all of their great products. So you got it there on hand, whether you're decorating for the holidays or you're just sitting back, relaxing, listening to us or, you know, whatever. Watching
whatever
sports.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah, whatever you're doing. They got you. So, all right.
Let's kick it off with some NFL news, man. I don't know how this is going to make you feel. This guy's going to feel great about it. Seattle Seahawks just added another weapon to an already explosive offense. The NFL is reinstating Seahawks wide receiver, guess who? Josh Gordon. The league announced in a statement in the NFL Network. Gordon, who is indefinitely suspended for violating the league's policy on substance abuse and performance-enhancing drugs, will be eligible to return to the last two games of the season. The 29-year-old has experienced trouble staying on the field, previously missing two seasons and portions of other campaigns due to substance abuse, suspensions, blah, blah, blah. But he's produced when given the opportunity. We're talking about Josh Gordon here, man. The boy can play. He's just had some problems staying on the field. You remember, it's been a while.
I haven't heard that name in a while. 2 years. Yeah. He's missed two seasons. He's nicknamed Flash. I'm indifferent on this because here's the thing. Is that if he's clean, okay, yeah, you screwed up. All right.
You learned.
If he's clean, obviously he's done enough to stay clean. It's his it's his prerogative. Tell you what.
Right.
If he's screwing up, if he's doping again, he'll get busted. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're going to be watching him.
When was the last we heard from Josh Gordon? Wasn't he on the Patriots when Tom was there and then they were trying to get Antonio Brown? Was that the last time?
He played with the Browns and the Patriots, it must have been with the Patriots. But that was this year, though.
That wasn't this year. No, that's when Antonio Brown was trying to play on the Patriots. He did play on the Patriots for like a game. Remember?
Yeah, but that was last year, wasn't it?
I think it was 2 years ago.
No, because it was last season because it was when Brady was still with the Patriots.
Patriots,
last year,
right?
Right.
I guess it was last year, yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy, anyway. Though.
Well, I'm looking on Wikipedia. Let's see. Gordon was, in 2015, he was suspended for the entire 2015 season.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2016.
Two seasons.
Yeah. And then 2016, he applied for reinstatement. It was denied because he failed another drug test. 2016, he was reinstated by the NFL, but allowed to participate in training camp. For the first four games, left the Browns, and then entered an inpatient rehabilitation. Yeah, so it was like 2015, 2016 that he was out.
And so if you're playing the Seahawks,
anyway,
look out because they're stacking their team, man, and they're already pretty damn good. So.
Yeah. But hey, dude, make the moves, man. Make the moves. Yeah. If you want to win, you gotta make moves like that. So one thing the Packers have never been good at is picking up people on waiver wires, picking up free agents, and it's like, no, there's a lot of good players, and even if you get one good season out of them, do it.
And do it.
Yeah.
You potentially get a Super Bowl out of it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on, man. TV and sports this morning. What? Cable TV providers, including AT&T, Charter, and Verizon, of course not Comcast, are offering a total of $1.1 billion in refunds to customers who bought sports packages this year. But, you know, you didn't get to watch sports because of the old Coroni, you know. Some of it, anyway, I should say. Refunds will reportedly vary by market and package. So keep an eye out for your upcoming cable bill to see how much you might have scored, no pun intended. So if you get those cable packages that have sports packages with them, or if you buy the sports packages, this year is kind of effed up, you know, spent that money for nothing, right? College football news, the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. This is how, nothing going on in sports, Brock. We're talking about the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks. College football team is on their way toward making history. as they have not led in any game this season, not even for a minute. They've played 9 games. They've tied during these games. They've been losing during these games, but they've never had the lead. If the trend continues in the final 2 games, the Warhawks will be the first team to pull this off since 1999. An amazing feat, Brock. An amazing.
I thought you said Lions at first.
Right? They're in a dead close second, though.
Man. You know, everyone's got to have rebuilding years, you know.
The
Mud Dogs. They need to suit up Bobby Boucher.
You know what? It's almost great about that, though. It's like if in any game, though, when they do lead, mm-hmm. just like everybody in the world watching it goes nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like the team you have to cheer for.
At some point, they pose no real threat to you or your team for the most part, unless it's your team that's playing them. And then, you know, well, it's like. I always go back to, what was it? I think
the Lions are dangerously close to being that way, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Not trying to bust on the Lions too much, but I'm just saying, hey, if the Lions went to the Super Bowl, I think you would have the world on your side.
You'd almost have to. I mean, I would. I'd probably want them to win.
Yeah, at this absolutely.
Point. Yeah.
You guys made it. Oh, God. Could you imagine?
It did. And then they just shut the program down big. That's it. We're not doing it anymore. We got it. That's it.
NFL's canceled.
Let's quit while we're ahead. All right. I'm good. You got any other ones, or are we going to save it for next hour?
That is your very – no, I got nothing for next hour. It's going to be the exact same. That's it. It's Friday. There's nothing going on. So there you go.
All right. There's your sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
7 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Kick-ass intro for sports.
7:23, Brock Hunter.
Actually, it's too kick-ass for sports because there's not much sports going on, guys.
Yeah, this is way too good for your sports intro. Absolutely. Anyway, we are going to keep it moving here, and with that said, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fidges. Stocking your fidges. Yeah, fidget. What's a fidge? Got more. Stocking your fridges with there delicious Bud Light so you can enjoy it while watching your favorite teams, basketball, hockey, football. It don't matter. Bud Light's there, and they make the sport watching experience that much better. Hey, Bud.
And it's delicious.
Delicioso.
Mm-hmm. Seattle Seahawks just added another weapon to an already explosive offense. Awesome. Probably going to see. You know what? Yesterday we talked about your NFL or Super Bowl predictions.
Yeah.
I think we both agree Kansas City Chiefs. We really couldn't think of another one. Dude, Seahawks going to be up there.
They're
going to be up there close. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Like, I would never bet on the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
No.
But I'd always bet on them getting to the Super Bowl. Anyway, they got Josh Gordon right now.
Yeah,
they just announced in a statement that he's back. Gordon, who was indefinitely suspended for violating the league's policy for substance abuse and performance-enhancing drugs, will be eligible to return for the last 2 games of the season for the Seahawks.
Mm.
Look out. Yeah, what do you think?
It's fine. You know, whatever. If the guy's good, if he's clean, well, good. That's fine. Go for it.
Wilson's already killing it.
Yeah. But not taking anything away. He has, but he's also still been very inconsistent, in my mind. He's had some great games, but he's also faltered. And that's what we've seen with Wilson the last really, 6 years? He'll have days where he's just like, there he is. There's the guy. And then there's other days where like, what the hell was that? You know?
They call him Flash because he comes in flashes.
There you go. So we'll see. Obviously, the Seahawks are not a team to be messed with. They're very, very dangerous. You know, absolutely. I'm kind of looking here. They got a shot. I think the Packers have a shot. Saints, you can't rule the Saints out.
Unless you're like the bottom 5 or 6, I think everybody's got a shot. Like we said, any given Sunday, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. Some team right now could just find some fire.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. That's why I love the league so much.
Yeah.
I love college too, guys. Don't get me wrong. But there's something different about the NFL that it's just, I don't know, every time I watch it, I'm like, this is it. This is the best of the best.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think Seahawks, you might find them up there. especially now with Josh Gordon, dude. That's craziness, man.
Yeah, that's definitely going to help for sure.
Moving on, let's talk about college football for a second. Louisiana Monroe Warhawks college football team on their way toward making history. They have not led in any game this season, not even for a minute. They've played 9 games. They've been tied during these games. They've been losing during these games. But they've never had the lead. This trend continues in the final 2 games. The Warhawks will be the first team to pull this amazing feat off since 1999. You almost got to cheer for it now. Like, no.
You almost have to at this point.
They get it to like the 25. You know, they win the toss.
Yeah.
Get it to the 20. The kicker just shanks it on purpose. Doesn't even try. Like, toes it.
Hey, if we're gonna do this season, let's do it right, fellas. Let's do it right.
Yeah. Let's go out with some pride, man. One last story here. This is about TV, man. Your cable TV provider. Cable TV providers, including AT&T, Charter, and Verizon. Of course not. Comcast offering a total of $1.1 billion in refunds to customers who bought sports packages.
Billion.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of dough. A lot of people didn't get to watch sports this year, but they're, you know, there's sports programming that they buy.
Yeah.
And because of the old Coroni, you know. Refunds will reportedly vary by market and package, so keep an eye out on your upcoming cable bill to see, you know, if and how much you've saved or scored, we should say. So
I like it.
Yeah. There you go. That's your odd sports report.
Yeah, it was kind of all over the place, but it's good. It's good. I'll take it. As always.
Ain't nothing going on, Brock.
He's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We're going to be back.